The Bible says today is the day of salvation. And the Bible says, choose this day whom you will serve. So who do you serve today in your flesh? Because you're supposed to subdue and crucify your flesh. Who do you serve in your mind? Because we're supposed to put on the mind of Christ by the Holy Spirit. Who do you serve with your time? The Bible says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. Sister, we'll go this way. So who are you serving today? Excuse me. Are you serving the King of Kings? Are you serving the Lord of Lords? Are you serving the one who shed his blood for you, the Creator? We're working through the book of Revelation right now, verse by verse. I love this. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. But sir, you don't have him if you're of the world. If you live like the world, you have a false Jesus. We get a lot of American Christians giving us thumbs up, saying amen. You can't amen and live like the world. You have a false Jesus, neighbors. Have you come out of the world? Have you lost your life? When did you ever lose your life to totally serve Jesus according to his word and ways? Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. So we're loving our neighbor with the truth of God today. We're not out here peddling Sunday churchianity that's not of God. We're not out here. We don't take people's money ever. We support ourselves. I'm retired. We travel all over the country to preach the gospel, to go to our neighbors, tell you why you must come out of the world. Satan invented this culture. You're going in to have your flesh pleased. Did you know as you live in the flesh, you can't please God? Romans 8:8. Living in your flesh means you're not pleasing God, but you must walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, you can be pleasing to a holy God. Because the Spirit, what does the Spirit do? The Spirit leads you to all truth, John 16. But when you're walking in the flesh, you're not being led by the Spirit and truth. And Satan comes in, and Satan uses your flesh to destroy you. He uses pride and vanity. He uses your carnal desires. Oh, I love music. I love food. I love rides. I love sports. This is all carnality that's far from the truth of God. Because you see, those things will not inherit the kingdom of God, neighbor. Flesh and blood and carnality and false ways will not inherit the kingdom of God. What inherits the kingdom of God? Spirit and truth. The Bible says he did not give us the spirit of fear, meaning we don't fear men, we don't fear death, we fear him. But he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Well, if you had a sound mind today, neighbor, you would see what Jesus did for you. And you would repent. Take a card, young man, test yourself. You would see and you would repent what Jesus did for you. Repent to him and walk in righteousness for him. Righteousness, that which is right before God. Are you right before God, neighbors? You're not. You're not if you live after the pattern of the world and you please your flesh. The youth of America, look at this nation. This nation is set for the wrath of God as Sodom 2. This is Sodom 2, America. Look at the youth. The youth will spend more time propping up their carnal football programs than they will for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The parents, the pastors have let these people down in a huge way. They're not telling you the cost. The cost to follow Jesus Christ is great. It is a gift of God. We don't work our way to heaven lest anyone can boast. But the cost is great to follow Jesus. You'd have to give up everything. You'd have to give up your love of the things of the world. You have to give up your love of your flesh. The Bible actually says, crucify your flesh. Have you done that, neighbor? Have you crucified your flesh to where God changed your heart? You don't even want the things of the world anymore. See, if you want the things of the world, you're not of God, and wrath is coming for you. So the Bible says, He gives you a new heart and a new creation. And if you still love pride and vanity and flesh and pursuing the things of the world and autonomy, let's talk about autonomy. What is autonomy? I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to do what God tells me to do in every area of my life. That's called autonomy. And you're far from the truth of God when you practice autonomy. I'm going to be rebellious. I was telling people, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, neighbor. You're practicing witchcraft. You're practicing false American ways that are going to damn your soul. And it's sad because the priests and the pastors are not telling you the truth. They're selling you a religion for mammon. They're making merchandise of you. The coward hireling modern pastors are making merchandise out of you, not telling you the truth. Jesus does not love you while you live in your sin and continue and rebel against Him. The love of God is going to come to those who repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, neighbor. Lest you repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Do not be deceived. God is not going to be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. If you sow to the flesh, if you sow to entertainment, if you sow to carnal football, if you sow to all the things in the culture, Christ is coming in flaming fire to destroy all of that. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. He's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. That's the world, neighbors. Jesus is coming to destroy you unless you're born of Him and are serving Him in righteousness. The word holiness is to be set apart for the kingdom of God. How are you set apart today, neighbor? You're not set apart as you live like the world. You're not set apart as you follow pride and vanity and fashion. You're not set apart if you care about things like music in the world and Super Bowls and movies and politics. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Did you know that, neighbors? The kingdom of God is not of this world. So everything you're striving for, everything you're living for, that's outside of the kingdom of God is going to be judged. We don't want our neighbor to be judged. All this is going to be burned away, neighbor. What are you living for today? It's all vanity and it's all pride. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. If you opened your Bible, you'd see how living like the world today is going to damn your soul in wrath and judgment. Why would you want the wrath of God upon you when you can have the blessing, forgiveness, mercy, grace, peace? If you're not seeking Christ today, you're not going to get His forgiveness, neighbor. What are you seeking today? What are you here for? What did you wake up to do? Matthew 22, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. What did you wake up to do today, neighbor? If you woke up to feed your flesh in this sin of strawberry fest and entertainment, the Bible says redeem the time. You're not redeeming the time here. Did you know your body, if you claim to be of Jesus, is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Why do American Christians adorn and show off in sexual lasciviousness their temples? You go to the average American church and men and women dress lascivious, tight clothing, showing their bodies off, when we're supposed to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. Why is that happening? Because people are false converts. Because the pastors are telling you God loves you no matter what. That's a lie. God does not love you as you live in sin, neighbor. God does not love you as you practice worldliness. In fact, you're an enemy of God, per James 4:4. Whoever is fond of the world is an enemy of God, James 4:4. So why would you be a friend of the world if you claim to love Jesus Christ? Test yourself to the Word of God. Right now you're hearing they're honoring the national anthem. They'll honor a corrupt anthem that promotes war and killing. America is built on war and killing. But they'll honor the national anthem that Christ will come and destroy. Did you know that? Jesus is going to destroy the national anthem of all the nations. I mentioned America's a perverted nation. Jesus used the word perverse. It's in the Bible. Go look it up. In America, if you say the word pervert, people think you're talking about a sexual deviant, and that's true in America. America's full of sexual deviants. But biblically, to be a perverse person means you've perverted the Word of God. The American churches have perverted the Word of God. The American churches are a perverse group. They're spiritual perverts, according to the scriptures. The American churches are spiritual perverts. So we just love you enough to tell you, Jesus warned, don't be perverse. Don't be corrupt. In Mark 7, Jesus tells us, if you practice man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. Did you know that? Easter is a man-made tradition. Christmas is a man-made tradition. Being of the world and claiming Jesus is a man-made tradition. Dressing in pride and vanity is a man-made tradition. Wearing a metal cross on a chain thinking that's going to save you, another man-made tradition. Calling yourself Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, non-denom, none of these things endear you to God. Actually, God hates those that love violence. God hates those that are workers of iniquity. Unless you repent. Amen. Love you, ma'am. Come out of the world, though. You can't love God and love the world and live for the world. You got to seek after Jesus Christ in spirit and truth, neighbor. If you didn't wake up today to obey God, you're actually practicing idolatry. God's not going to honor your life as you live in the flesh. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. Tomorrow, Sunday, many of you will be going to your religious services. God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday. God wants your entire life lived. The Sunday church system, God ordained, not man. Excuse me, man ordained, not God. Sunday is not the Lord's day. God did not ordain all these religious systems. Man ordained all these religious systems. And so everything you're doing, entertainment, living like the world, pride and vanity, following your flesh, going to church tomorrow, none of this is of God, neighbor. And so you got to ask yourself, what path are you on? You're on the broad road to destruction. It's our job to come and tell you in love that you got to turn and repent. Repentance, change of your mind, change of your ways. If you change your mind, you're going to change your ways. Have you changed your mind to realize your ways lead to death? The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man or a woman, but in the end, it leads to death. So your ways lead to death. Following the culture leads to death. Following your pastors and your priests lead to death. But following Jesus Christ leads to life and life eternal. Following Jesus Christ leads to a cleansing. You can have all your past sins forgiven. What a glorious God. He'll wash you. He'll cleanse you. He'll make you new, neighbor. But in order to be washed and cleansed and made new, 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us. If you're not walking in the light of God, you're not being cleansed by his word and his truth, neighbor. You're being deceived by the culture and Satan's kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world. Strawberry Fest is not following the god of creation. It's following the god of this world. Things like the Super Bowl are of the god of this world. Things like sports and entertainment and politics are of the god of this world. The youth today wasting their time on foolish vanity of sports. On Judgment Day, God's going to burn it all up. He's going to burn it all away. These foolish men praying in the end zone, offering God their stench. Men like Patrick Mahomes, a carnal, wicked, false convert man that deceives millions. Men like Brock Purdy, or the Hunt family that owns the Kansas City Chiefs, a bunch of corrupt, false teachers, hirelings. They sell you the offering and entertainment, and they stick Jesus on top. Oh, Judgment Day is going to be brutal for anyone who sticks Jesus on top of their carnality and their sin. Is that what you're doing today, neighbor? Are you saying, well, I believe in Jesus, but I want to do my own thing? You put Jesus on your flesh. Well, I believe in Jesus, but I don't want to live for him completely. I'm still going to live my own way. Now you're practicing idolatry as you live like the world. If you'd read the scriptures, you would see a clear delineation between God's people and the world. And if you're like the world, you're not God's people. And if you're okay with that the judgment's going to come and separate you from him eternally, enter into Strawberry Fest, the world, politics, sports, pride, vanity. But if you say, you know what, I think the Bible's right. Man's ways are going to lead to wrath. Well, you can turn. You can come out. You can be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you can know what is the perfect will of God. Romans 12 says, come out of the world, be transformed, and do not conform to the world. If you're conforming to the world today, neighbors, if you're conformed to the world, you're not of Christ. If you're not of Christ on Judgment Day, what's going to happen to you?
That's very judgmental.
That is, we're supposed to judge for right truth, sir. Matthew 7 says judge rightly. Matthew 7 doesn't say not to judge at all. It says judge rightly without hypocrisy. So we can judge the churches and say that they're living in sin and worldliness. Many of you are claiming Christ as you live in sin and worldliness. This is not of God. And we have to warn you, because you're on the broad road to destruction, neighbor. Christ did not die so you could live a worldly life, neighbor. Christ didn't shed his blood so you could entertain yourself in the flesh of the world.
Praise God.
You got to come out of the world to say that, sir. You can't say praise God and live like the devil in the world. That's hypocrisy. That was actually the sin of the Pharisees, Luke 12:1. They lived like the world in hypocrisy while claiming a holy God. What's going to become of our American neighbors on Judgment Day as you live like the world? If you reject so great a salvation, neighbors, what's going to come of you? If you stood before God today on Judgment Day, why are you going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, versus, away from me, I never knew you, workers of iniquity? What is iniquity? Sin. Are you a worker of sin today, neighbor? If you're here, you are. You're working iniquity and sin. You're working flesh. You're working pride and vanity. You're working harlotry. The Bible talks about many harsh words that people don't like. The word whore is in the Bible over 60 times. What does it mean to be a spiritual whore? A spiritual whore is someone that claims Jesus but loves to be titillated by the things of the world, like Strawberry Fest. That would make you a spiritual whore, like Israel was. Israel claimed God, but they did idolatry and harlotry spiritually. Are you a spiritual whore today, neighbors? Or are you faithful and true to Jesus Christ? Do you live according to His word and His ways? Have you lost your life to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth? Have you lost everything for the cause of Christ? Or are you so set on your flesh you'll wait in line for hours and you'll walk in crowds and you'll listen to carnality and sin? What's going to become of you, neighbors? The wrath of God is coming for you as you live like the world. To be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. James 4:4. You can't be a friend of the world, neighbors. Turn and repent. Seek Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. Come out of your spiritual slumber. Wrath is coming. Your death or His second coming. And you're going to be on your face before holy God. Young man, test yourself. That cross is not going to save you. You got to follow Christ and come out of the world.